Nyawaskenekagwego, I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gino. If you're tuning in for the first time today, Gino is a Seneca word for music or song, and I'm your host, Brett Mabee. Each week we take a listen to some amazing music from different indigenous artists from all across Turtle Island. I'm excited for today's guest, Defy and Ariano. We're going to be discussing their latest album in the meantime. You might remember that at the end of April, I was in Native America Callings home studio in Albuquerque discussing the Native Guitars Tour, and that's when I first got acquainted with these fine gentlemen. We have a great chat ahead, and we're going to be listening to some amazing tunes from In the Meantime and kicking things off as Changes today on Gino.
Falling in the mess, come and pick me up. Forget it all, give me cash, give me love. Running from my stress, and I must confess, when I foresee the future, why really cannot picture us? The riches try to limit and get rid of luck. Questioning myself, have I did enough? I can feel the pain, it's a bitter dose. Venom in the vein, since you've been a ghost. Hollywood thrills, top down, rolling in the rolls. Sunset out to Melrose, southwest down the railroads. Dirt trails by the bell post, deserted oceans by the coast. Some get lost in the fame, others blossom and grow. This cold money so bloody, washed in the rain, then pocket the dough. Probably a popular nobody.
I am not the same. I have seen some things. I have danced, I have fallen, I have called, and I have seen myself in the rain. I took my step, then I gained my step. No one fall down, don't
want to
be a clown in the circus. I have
spiraling, time is just idling. Woke up the next day and don't know where I have been. Hoping to fly again, I am not waiting. No validations, ride on the spaceship. It troubles my past and puzzles my soul. The drugs in the lab with grudges they hold. Plummet the splash, hop on the boat. See we're on the path that hovers the glow. Out of this world, but nobody knows. Hoping you care, but you probably won't. You want a big bag of dollars and notes. Follow your dreams and follow the road. They robbing the home and the pottery bro. Now all alone, how do we cope? Washing the rain, I'll let it go. Popular names that nobody knows.
I am not the same. I have seen some things. I have danced, I have fallen, I have called, and I have seen myself in the rain. I took my step, then I gained my step. Don't want to fall down, don't want to be a clown in your circus. I am not the same. I have seen some things. I have danced, I have fallen, I have called, and I have seen myself in the rain. I took my step, then I gained my step. Don't want to fall down, don't want to be a clown in your circus. I have
Changes from Defy and Ariano's brand new album, In the Meantime, released at the end of April 2022. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Gino. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, coming to you from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. Once again, I'm excited for today's featured artist, Defy, Ariano. Welcome to Gino. How are you both doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, what's up, guys? Ed, thanks for having us both.
It's an incredible pleasure. Of course, for listeners of Native Voice One, might recognize some of the names. We've done a little bit of cross-pollination here lately at the end of April. In fact, I got to be out there when the new album dropped. We talked that very day. On Native America Calling, got to give a shout out to Art and Andy and the whole crew over there in Albuquerque as well. And again, I'm grateful for the opportunity we had to chat then and that we can have a focused discussion on your artistic craft, fellas. So let's get started with some introductions. Defy, please do us the honor. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Peace, y'all. Defy Unisa, Nakaida Net and Nishle, Tatini Buses Teen, Owen Planet, Dasid Se, Otto, Gombaha Dasinala. I also have a fifth clan. My dad was adopted to the Ushihik clan, and I'm from the Dene Nation, also known as Navajo Nation, but I refer to myself as Dene. And I'm very thankful to be partnered with Ariano, who's a SoCal veteran. He'll introduce himself, I'm sure, but like, I'm just really thankful that we have a project together, and I'm an MC, artist, educator, and music producer based here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I'm thankful to be on the show today.
What's going on, y'all? My name is Ariano Napri Price. My artist name is Ariano. I am from Southern California, go back and forth between Long Beach, California, and Austin, Texas. been in the hip-hop scene based out of SoCal for about 20 years, and singer, songwriter, producer, I mix, I engineer, and just thankful to be able to create art and to be here.
Ariano, you mentioned about 20 years now, Defy. I'm guessing, if I'm putting things together right from like your website and whatnot, you've been at it about just as long, yeah?
Yeah, I'd say, it started as just a love just for rap and hip-hop culture and seeing how it connects with my traditional heritage and my cultural heritage was like kind of what gave me the spark to want to get down and be part of it. So like, I think by that point I was probably, I'd say about 20 years, but professionally probably the last 10 or 15
right on.
Years.
Ariano, what got you into the scene?
I was raised around music. My mom's a teacher. My dad is a visual artist. My mom's from New York, New Jersey. My dad's from Oakland, Los Angeles. Was just raised around music. It was never really an introduction. It was just kind of always been around. Was always encouraged to create. Was surrounded by a lot of music growing up. In Southern California, had the opportunities to be in the studio with some of the Dog Pound. Wow. at a young age from Long Beach, Snoop Dogg's crew. Got to see a lot of like OGs kind of craft their songs, and really was introduced and kind of got some opportunities at a young age with my songwriting, and was embraced by the LA underground hip hop scene. And I'd say like 2006, was a part of a crew called Technicali Sound, and just always been creating, started writing and really trying to put my words together in my late teenage years. Really used it as an opportunity to process stuff. Definitely, come from some trials and tribulations as a young person, and only started doing music to feel better, to heal, to let it out. It's still my intention now. It's totally awesome if people enjoy it and like it, but really still to this day using music as a way of finding myself and healing and just processing trauma and turning it into something positive.
Sure. That's a social alchemy, if you will. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Fine.
And Defy, similarly, you grew up around a lot of hip hop. I was reading about the war zone, but it seems to me that there were like some specific educators that were able to, I guess, connect the dots with poetry and hip hop and how they're related. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There was a lot of motivational and inspirational people in my life at a young age. First, my mother, I got to big her up. She's Dr. Pandora Mike. She's been an inspiration for me since day one. She's helped me read and write even before I could walk, which kind of gave me, I think, an acceleration in the love of word power, wordplay, poetry, and just playing the drums at a younger age was like also helpful in my like early beginnings as a learning the fundamentals of like developing the flow, cadence, rhythms. And then like a poetry instructor of mine named John Kelly, who's from the Bronx, was my English teacher in Shiprock, New Mexico, way out in the res. And he allowed us to not only just have freestyle sessions and poetry slams and ciphers in between our curriculum, but he also gave us like a Florida breakdance on. So like that was cool, like looking back then, just having like those kind of influential people that were very positive in my life at a young age. There's so many others too, like Christina Robinson was my poetry instructor, and she said this to me once that always stuck with me. She said, "Don't let your rhyme carry the message, let your message carry the rhyme." Hmm. And she said that to me like after reading hearing some of my lyrics and my bars, and I was just always fascinated with words that rhyme, creating multi-syllabic verses and stuff, but we got to like kind of step out and create more music with a message. And I really think that is heard a lot in our recent project In the Meantime with Ariano. So I'm thankful we've like, we're able to grow together, you know?
Yeah. I think Defy brings up something that was key for me too. Is I definitely just had people looking out for me and reaching out,
yeah,
from teachers to OGs to everything. It's,
yeah,
major. Definitely just had angels in my life, you know, that just believed in me. So it's been a major part of me having any form of success personally or musically. It's just been the love of other people.
Here we are having this discussion right now, too. And going into it, I wasn't necessarily thinking about, you know, the angle of music and the importance of music education. But, I mean, that really is kind of what we're talking about here, right? I mean, to have those people who are able to see the value and that it's not separate from the other great literary disciplines that are out there, you know?
Exactly.
Fellas, let's come back and talk about your collaborations, how you got started together. And of course, I do want to spend the bulk of the next block talking about In the Meantime. Defy, if you would, please help to introduce the title track that we're going to be hearing right now.
Peace, this is Defy and Ariano, and you're about to hear In the Meantime, a single from our new album titled In the Meantime. Check it out.
I wave my love like a gun in these mean times. So in the meantime, smoking that green kind, trying to elevate this soul of mine. Last year I lost control of mine. Got it back though, came through the back though. They was frontin' on my soul, I had to fast fall. Because the future is now. Better look left, right, cause they will shoot you down to the ground. I heard the sound of the ones I've lost. I don't wanna hold a pound just to pay the cost. I don't wanna be a tough guy no more. Look at this tough guy as these tears pour down my face. It's like war paint. I swear to God, I don't wanna faint. I swear I'll catch my breath. Looking at his face while they lay him to grace. There's nothing left. So in these mean times, I'ma keep on shining in the meantime. In these mean times. In the meantime, in these mean times, I wave my love like a gun in these mean times. So in the meantime, smoking that green kind, trying to elevate this soul of mine. Last year I lost control of mine.
In these mean times, in a fallen nation, read between lines, catching hidden connotations. We're still dealing with the complications. Started from the bottom, from the aqua basins. I'm in a blue sea diving, holding my breath, sinking and thinking of you and me rhyming. I cried so much last year, left liquid trails. If I had a penny for every tear, there'd be a wishing well. Temporarily, forever locked on a train ride. It's like we're stuck in fast forward, paused at the same time. Still I take flight, fly under gray skies. Low key like the baseline, hopeful and remain high, yeah.
In these mean times, in the meantime, in these mean times, I wave my love like a gun in these mean times.
So in the meantime, smoking that green kind, trying to elevate this soul of mine. Last year I lost control of my. Got your eyes locked on me.
the soul, so you already know I gotta go with the flow. Little lady, you drive me crazy. Something like a brand new souped up Mercedes. Me and you was a vision in my mind, so I had to paint a picture just to give you all a shine. In due time, I knew you'd be mine. Just play my cards right and look for the signs. Now me and you on a daily, kicking it. I love your style, you're smart, I'm digging it. And we living it, scratch that, loving it. We locking it down just like the government. And ain't no stopping us now, the way you holding it down. You got me holding it down and I can see it's on now. A little Chardonnay, and me and Miss Chardonnay, we on our way.
Go with the flow.
Everybody, this is Mato Ayuhi, and you are listening to Gyno with the God, Brett Navy.
Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Nothing on us. Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Isang bagsak.
Yo, f*** story arc if it don't involve no matriarchs. Some mothers work from the ground up, they craft an air like ATR. With the butterfly sleeves, naka Philippine dana. Pag nagsalita, mga banat ay bala. Huwag magtaka kung ako ay makatabulok na sistema. Kurakot sa pera, bagsak. But we put in our heart into darkness. They put in these pics in the office. Oh, you thinking you're schooling, but you hella lost. Cause you best see the boss while I top this. But look at my ate, she moving so cold. Can't hold a candle to her when she glow. Flick at the wrist with the ilaw she hold. Panago sa ilaw, she dripping in gold.
We pulling up in a jeepney. All of my soldiers greet me. Hand me bandanas and pull back my hammer. It's warfare when you see me. Skin you alive for my country. I live and die for my country. I kill a pig in a white hooded suit on the low for my country. They got evil plans in the devil's hands, but I don't pray cause I organize. They got new ways to impose strength, but I teach mine how to mobilize. We don't fight for the money, for the greedy, for the white man. All we want is our freedom and the right to live on our motherland.
Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Isang bagsak. Goddess of guerrilla warfare in every lifetime. We don't take no dish except an oppressor's lifeline. If you step out of your line, I will protect what's mine. Kahit merong rosaryo, sino magliligtas sa'yo? Puro dugo, pugot ulo, mulat sa dagat, hanggang mundo. Proclaiming what's ours, the high and the low. These women are gods, you already know. Roots deeper than water, they're in a village. The river runs red, you'll be dead in a minute. Like Nevis Fernandez, have you beheaded? Up on my tribe, quickly regret it.
Abani ko sa kamay, alisang mikropono sabay. At ang tapang ko, kaya nanginay. At halimaw nang sumasabay. Mga baranyo, lahat sablay. Mga rappers na puro bangkay. Tinamaan ko lahat patay. Kaya walang mag-iingay. I got that Filipino phenotype. Kayo maging mestizo white. But give me that moreno like. That Rufio Aquino type. My lolas, they be speaking like. Those Bali songs and bolo knife. I breathe the ether, need no hype. Two tongues are sharper with the mic. I need no in my history like. From a land where greed is weaving tight. They thieve until one piece of might. Just turn to see no light. Hacienda like Aquino, right? Rodrigo vigilante type. They kill my titles left and right. With smoke and mirrors fill the night.
So let it be known, if you don't already, Pinays have always been part and parcel, if not imperative and critical to the struggle. Filipinas are no strangers to wielding our own power. Of all the privileges that exist in this world, none of which you may be a benefactor of, there is at least one you bear, and that is the privilege of having been born a Filipina. Your DNA contains building blocks made from the mud of over 500 years of resistance and survival, and when you are ready, sis, we'll be right here, right here, right here.
Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Island woman rise, walang makakatigil. Brown, brown woman rise, alamin ang yung ugat. They got nothing on us, nothing on us, nothing on us. Isang bagsak.
Island Woman Rise from Ruby Ibarra, coming by way of recommendation from today's featured artist, Defy. Welcome back. You're listening to Gyno. In the first block, just a quick recap, we got to know a little bit about Defy's musical history, his upbringing out in Albuquerque, and we heard a little bit about Ariano's musical background as well. And really, this conversation took on a tone of the importance of music education. And I think that fits perfectly with what we're discussing today. Of course, if you're checking out Defy's biography on his website, one thing that he mentions on there is he really got started in the rap battle scene, but then you found it necessary to want to lend your voice to some substance. You wanted to really utilize that. What was it that made you want to change your game a little bit?
I think there was a few events that happened at the same time. I was fortunate enough to tour with Evidence of Dilated Pupils, and after the tour, I caught up with him at a show. He sat me down, and he really, after one of his shows, and he asked me, like, how you been, you know, caught up and stuff. And I was doing rap battles still at the time, and as a means of not only just a form of entertainment, but also, like, like battles were also paying for my travels and my lifestyle at the time. But he asked me if that's what I really wanted to be remembered by my people for. And I think it sunk deep after that. And hearing it from him and from a successful artist, like, it allowed me to, like, reach beyond the entertainment value of battle rap. And I also was faced with just family dealing with a lot of hydraulic fracturing companies entering the land where they grew up. And my auntie named Eloise Brown, she had a movement that she sparked, and it was titled Doda Desert Rock. And that was near Desert Rock, near where my grandparents are from. And they were out there contesting against a pipeline. And that's like when I started to create the song, The Land of Enfractment, because our state is the slogan is the Land of Enchantment, as most people know. But I just kind of put the word to the Land of Enfractment because there's so many different fracturing zones that were fracturing company, like people creating pipelines for oil and gas in a lot of the rural areas outside of Albuquerque that a lot of people don't see, especially on the reservation in those grid areas. So I just decided to raise awareness and apply my voice to that and kind of address some of these atrocities that were happening on our area. And then it grew from there to later on to help out with the water protectors in Standing Rock. And that's how the song Water is Life, Water is Life came about. But that was a little later on.
Well, let me ask you then. So for about 10 years, you've been using your voice for important issues, yeah? And how do you feel that's changed over the last decade? Do you feel like, you know, there is kind of an awakening with it, or are we going in the opposite direction now? Are you seeing more backlash and things like that now? You know what I mean?
I do see, like, a lot of victories, like, in the movements that people have sparked and created. I'm just been a helping hand to help as an MC. And, like, as I travel and tour a lot with Ariano or myself solo independently, sometimes I just get
caught up in just moving all the time and then grinding to reach the next point or level, that sometimes you can, like, you're not able to focus on the ripple effect or the positive, like, effects that could happen from songs like that or like movements and stuff. But I do get people coming up and mention that it helps. Good. Some ways, and especially like the songs from our latest album, In the Meantime. I think that the world has shifted and so many things have happened. So this new album is very current and it's conceptual, a reflection of like the time period that we all faced, and all the, a lot of uncertainties that we faced. But like the music was very helpful, like Ariano said, and not only just as a means of living, but very therapeutic too, in a ways to heal. So I think this song and the album is very healing in that way. I been receiving a lot of messages from others about it, and it's good to know that the music can help others during these times, and whether it be dealing with a lot of issues, environmental issues, climate issues, or even just social issues, or just our emotional issues and mental issues, things like that. But also want to like address, you know, express the importance of like cultural exchange too, because Ariano and I are a diverse group, and like it's dope to that we could build together through the pandemic. Basically the whole time we've created like almost four albums now. It's pretty dope.
Let's talk a little bit about the title of the album. You know, In the Meantime, you are having a little bit of a play on words here with this, if I remember correctly, too. Yeah,
I mean, it takes on multiple meanings. We had, like everyone else in life, had our own plans ready to go. And then, you know, we kind of had to pause them and adjust. And so it's like on that level, it's like, what do we do in the meantime?
Right.
And then also just feeling like we're living in mean times. You know, I think being inundated with, before you even start your day, you're just updated with terrible news. And just living in that space where, you know, we were creating this project. This is before a vaccine. You know, this is like, you know, uncertainty. You know, I hadn't seen my mom in a year and a half. My son was in Koreatown in LA. They were on lockdown. I hadn't seen my son, who I'm very close with. Losing people, you know, just lost at least seven or eight people. And watching people's mental health kind of really shift.
Sure.
And the title, it says a lot. It's a play on words, and it was us like not knowing what to do, but we felt like we needed to do this. And it really was just therapy. It was like a way for us to stop these loops and to like break free, and just something to keep our eyes on, to work towards in the midst of like stagnation.
And it really almost sounds like an intentional effort to push back against the wave of negativity as well.
Oh, absolutely. Like I wave my love like a gun in the meantime. You know, I feel like there's a time to be super loud with your love, and now's the time. Like I watch beautiful, humble people get swept away. You know, and they humble themselves out of the room. And while they're bowing, they're getting kicked, you know, while they're showing grace. And so it's not about being violent at all. But I think love can be stern. And love needs to be stern right now and principled. And so, yeah, there was, at least for me, probably one of my more frustrated vocally projects. I don't write anything down. I just freestyle. And so it was just like pure frustration, which can be a positive thing, you know?
He's not lying. No cap on that, too. I've seen him just go in the booth and just go off one take, man.
Ariana is a professional. Yeah.
And what does this project mean to you as well, Defy?
Yeah, this project is very special and dear to me too. In a lot of the same ways that Ariana had mentioned, it's also very dear to me too because my mother is one of the only guest speakers on there besides Amy Goodman. And Amy Goodman did a broadcast and featured one of my songs. And so there's a sample of her on there. And my mother is calling me in the album. And there was definitely long periods of time where I didn't see my family. And I've also lost loved ones through this pandemic. And it's hurt inside a lot. And this music has definitely helped me break free from the negativity, from feeling like I was kind of stuck at a point and couldn't be as happy as I was before things have all changed for so many of us. So I just am thankful that the album was there. It's kind of a lifesaver for me in that way too, because it allowed me to push forward and feel creative again, to feel happy about waking up and having a dope beat to write to can mean so much to me, because like I'm just a creative artist and an MC. So I had some rough periods there too, where I was unsure about plans because so many things were postponed, which eventually became deleted from the schedules. So some things had to rebound till like now recently. So But I remained like active throughout the time with Ariano producing this album. So thankful for that.
Yeah, and real quick, it was the first project I needed to do. And like, it's a true reflection of our friendship. I feel like I've collaborated with a lot of people and I love what I've done. But like this project has definitely like kind of saved me and got me to where I needed to be, and just working with Defy and having someone else to motivate you and just be like, we ain't stopping, you know, while a lot of people stopped. It was the first time I needed that. And just being brutally honest with each other, talking about stuff, I think a lot of people just don't have the words to say. So
that's very true. That's a true point there.
You two have created a really special project within the meantime. And we'll come back. We're going to listen to a few more tracks. And we'll talk about future plans as well. And let's get back into our listening of the album. From In the Meantime, at this time, you ought to sing along with this one. It's Six Seasons, Defy and Ariano, today on Gyno.
Teachers and principals, reality check, my problems are minuscule. Haven't talked in months, but I'm honestly missing you. And I rap to myself like I'm in an interview. Yeah, through hard places and scarred faces, my heart races from dark shades to light waves as we part ways.
Ain't been out, I've been looking for a reason. Everybody's so scared to feel my heartbeat. Ain't seen my mother in about 6 seasons. Now give me a stick.
Inside, missing my family for days. Trying to find a way, not go astray. Started when I talk, cause I miss so much.
trying to find a way that not go
yeah.
astray.
Single parents, mother, fathers, couple sons, a couple daughters, want to be there and hug you longer. I really care and love will prosper. Over borders, no corona, out of order, cloudy aura. Miss all my friends coming over. I still love you, drunk or sober. If you have a best friend, then their mother is your mother too. The sound of colorful puddles running and flooding through comforts you and holds you down when no one's around. Alone in the room, under the bed, over your head, over the ledge, maybe over the roof. I love you, mama, and all families belong together. Yeah, hardly no one ever should be gone forever. I wrote this timeless letter with bars and measures, depicting priceless memories that won't leave and I will treasure.
I've been out, I've been looking for a reason. Everybody's so scared, I feel my heart beat. Ain't seen my mother in about 6 seasons. Now give me a strict inside, missing my family for days, trying to find a way that not go astray. Started when I talk, cause I miss so much.